A constant stream of traffic zips through the intersection of Manchester Road and Big Bend Boulevard near Maplewood Richmond Heights High School. If all goes according to plan for a local development company, the St. Louis region's first Tim Hortons will open in April on what is now a nearby, neatly trimmed grassy lot beside a CVS with a White Castle, Shell Station, and Quick Trip also in the area.
Ecstatic? Excited?
That is Eric Sigurdsson. He is president of locally based development company Show Me Hospitality and is very upbeat to be the person behind the ambitious plan to bring 40 Tim Hortons locations to St. Louis by 2019.
I've been, quite frankly, sending letters to Tim Hortons for 4 years to try to get them to St. Louis, and finally I was able to get their attention.
The development agreement with Tim Hortons USA is not only ambitious, it's pricey. Sigurdsson says the investment for a single, standalone location could be as high as $1.3 million. Show Me Hospitality plans up to 15 freestanding stores and a couple dozen non-traditional outlets that can be placed in sporting arenas, corporate cafeterias, or even hospitals. Tim Hortons is about to enter a region that, like many areas of the U.S., is already saturated with a Starbucks seemingly on every corner, and as an added bonus, St. Louis is the home turf of another potential competitor, Panera Bread Company, which declined requests to be interviewed for this story. Washington University Olin School of Business Associate Marketing Professor Raphael Tomlinson tracks the very competitive restaurant industry. He says the U.S. arm of the coffee, donut, and baked goods chain that carries the name of a Hockey Hall of Famer is dealing with a few issues.
I think part of it is that they have to figure out what their positioning is, how they're planning on selling their product. And they don't really know how they're planning on selling the product in the United States.
The St. Louis push is part of a renewed effort by Tim Hortons to make more of a dent in the U.S. The company is also planning to enter markets like Fort Wayne, Indiana, and Fargo, North Dakota. Tomlinson says a narrow focus might be the best recipe for success.
If they run as a coffee shop, they're going to have to face off against, in addition to local businesses, Caldi's, Starbucks, other sort of big established brands, which are not likely to take these entry lightly. I think actually the opportunity for Tim Hortons to enter is to try to enter as a donut shop.
But Sigurdsson with Show Me Hospitality says the company has bigger plans.
Soup, sandwiches, paninis, chili, some pastas.
And Sigurdsson points out it's all led by company-wide coffee sales, which total more than 2 billion cups a year. Even with a packed menu, Tomlinson is skeptical, mainly because of a lack of brand awareness.
I suspect if you went on the street and just asked a typical person here, you know, what's Tim Hortons? Most of them wouldn't know it. If you're lucky, a few of them are hockey fans and therefore, you know, somehow remember Tim Horton himself. But I don't think there's a strong identity there in St. Louis.
There appears to be some pent-up demand, though. Tina Bryan is vice president of marketing at Show Me Hospitality and says they are receiving plenty of ideas for Tim Horton's locations.
On my street, could you be at the corner of my neighborhood, whatever it might be. But it's really all over the St. Louis region.
That level of interest at this early phase suggests this could be a solid business deal. Show Me Hospitality is betting big money on an evolution of sorts for Tim Hortons in the St. Louis region, starting with that first store on what is now an empty lot near a very busy intersection in Maplewood. I'm Wayne Pratt, St. Louis Public Radio.